type makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if you're in drugs, you got to quit drugs before you can help the drug addicts. Otherwise, they go, right. You're a hypocrite.
That's right. And for a while,
so you got to come out of the evangelical world. You got to transform your life completely to be holy. And your preacher friends are going to go, man, you guys are legalists now. You're legalists because you're going legal. It's godly to obey God.
Yeah.
To keep His law. Yeah. When the cop tells you to not speed, is he a legalist? How about when your boss says, don't steal my money out of the cash register or whatever the business, is he a legalist?
I never thought about it like that.
They call it legalism because they think we're working our way to heaven when we tell people we get to heaven because of Christ and we're working for Him because we love Him. And holiness rules our life, not worldliness and sin. What do you want to have rule your life?
Jesus, holiness.
Holiness, obedience, that's what glorifies Him. These people don't really want to glorify God, they want to glorify themselves. They dress that way. They act that way. Listen to what they like. They live that way. When you want to glorify God, guess what you have to do? What did Jesus say we have to become?
Self-deniers.
Yep. Humble, meek, lowly, servants, like children. Do you have children?
No.
Okay. If you have a child, guess what? It's an amazing thing. Jesus says, come to the kingdom of God like a child. Do you ever notice something about children? They have no life of their own. Does mom and dad not tell them?
Make your parents.
Their mom and dad tell them when to sit, when to stand, what they do, what they can play with, what they can eat. They obey their parents. If they don't obey, what do we call them? Rats. So you don't have a life of your own if you're in Christ. Ready? This one will blow your mind. Jesus. You know what Jesus and Paul and Peter and John the Baptist did with their life? Ready? They slept. We all have to sleep. They ate. We all have to eat. If you're young enough, you still have to work. I'm retired. I support myself. I don't have to work anymore. This is my job. People drive by to get a job and say, this is my job. Sleep, eat, study the Word of God and do ministry. Fellowship with other believers. And Jesus would go out and recreate Himself, not fleshly entertained, but recreate Himself in God's creation. Not this, in that.
Is fleshly entertained.
And yeah, that's all they did.
See,
they did those five things.
We didn't even think about it like that until we saw you standing here.
Did Jesus go into the Roman games to have fun? Did Jesus have hobbies that took up His time?
God's will.
Huh?
God's will.
Very good. So just look about how simplify your life down and go, I'm a servant of God. He's done so much for me. See, and here's the thing. The Bible says, to whom much is forgiven, they'll love much. You know why we love God so much?
Do you want me to hold that for you?
Oh, no. You know why we love God so much? He's forgiven us so much. We were the worst of the worst. We were literally. I always tell people.
Especially some of us.
I always tell people, other than heart, drugs, and homosexuality, I don't have everything. Literally. Other than murder. Other than murder. I mean, oh, I've murdered because I hated people and I fought people and I. Sometimes
yeah,
I thought, a couple
anger.
Times I thought I left somebody dead, but other than those things, God has forgiven us of so much. And my wife will tell you too. And you notice how my wife was quiet? The Bible teaches when men
she's
are talking.
Smart. That's why.
No.
She
well,
should not claim submission over because the head of a woman is the glory of man.
You've been studying the Word. What do you see in the evangelicalism? Feminism all over. These women coming by yakking at the preacher, they don't respect God. They don't love me. They should say, honey, would you go talk to that man? That's honoring God, honoring your husband, honoring the elder preacher, the older man. But no, feminization. Where is the first feminization in the Bible? Testing you.
First feminization
in the Bible.
The first woman to, would it be Mary Magdalene? No.
Ezra? I think.
Go back further.
Eve? The very first woman?
Oh, because Eve deceived. Because
she left the covering of her husband to listen to Satan and said, honey, have some.
Okay, so the very first woman was...
Feminism. Paul even says it. The woman was in the transgression. She was deceived. He says it in the New Testament. Adam was deceived too. I should say Adam was in sin. He wasn't deceived. He was in sin and he just went along with Eve. She was deceived. She brought the sin to Adam. So my point is feminization is rampant. Women need to know, and we're all equal in God's order, men, women, children, but we don't have the same authority. The police officer has more authority in the law, but when his supervisor shows up, he has more authority. When the captain shows up, he has more authority. When the governor shows up, he has more authority. When the president shows up,
right, it just keeps going on.
We all got to stay in our authority line, and everything works good. But when you get out of that authority line, evangelicalism is rank with feminism. Women running around with their heads uncovered, yakking at men, talking over the things of God. Women pastors today.
Yeah, it's
rampant. It's rampant. So what my admonishment, I don't know where you are. Your quote scripture is, study the word of God. You must become a Berean. And here's what I tell people. I'm glad you left the church system. How about you? Tell us a little bit about you. I'll